A man or a myth? A look at one of America's most unusual folk heroes today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
We all would like to make a little extra money. There are bills to catch up on and a vacation we'd like to take this summer. Starting today, you can work part-time or full-time from any location. No one dictates your schedule. You start and stop when it works best for you. Work as much or as little as you like. How's that for a perfect opportunity? If you visit earnmorethanbefore.com, you'll find free information on how to start as soon as today. Companies online are hiring to post ads on the internet. They need someone like you to help. You will be provided with everything you need to get started, including some sample information you can copy and paste into forms. It's a complete step-by-step program. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com and get signed up. It only takes a few minutes. Go shopping, run errands with your kids. You make your own schedule, part-time or full-time. It's totally up to you. That's the beauty of this system. The only way is to get started today. Log on to earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. Now you can be your own boss at earnmorethanbefore.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 26th, the 269th day of the year. Olivia Newton-John celebrates a birthday, and it's the anniversary of John Chapman's birth in 1774. Born in Boston, Chapman spent his life traveling the Midwest and Ohio River Valley. Even by frontier standards, he was an eccentric character. Using old coffee sacks for clothing and wearing a tin pot as a hat, Chapman endeared himself to pioneer families with his generous disposition, his knowledge of medicinal herbs, and his concern for the humane treatment of animals. But it was Chapman's habit of planting apple orchards along his travels that soon earned him a place in modern mythology. John Chapman was the real-life Johnny Appleseed. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about this day in history, visit almanac.com.